Welcome to Come and See, your podcast for finding truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. With host and founder, Richard Case, and co-host and retreat leader, Kathy Riccone. Join us every weekday at this time to discuss news, spend time in the Word, and receive answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. And now your host, Richard Case.
Well, good morning, Kathy. Here we are on the headed toward the last week of January already.
Yes.
The 29th. This is interesting. From the 29th to the 3rd of February, we're having a leader retreat in Sarasota, Florida.
Right.
So we'll be there actually doing that retreat then.
And bringing some Gen Zers down for that one too, right?
Yeah, we are. Having some new leaders come in, our Gen Zers coming in, and have a great group and have some new leaders coming in. So it's going to be a terrific opportunity. But this is 2026 is the 25th anniversary of the ministry.
That is a big deal.
It is. Yeah. So we're going to celebrate. We'll have a big winter leader retreat where we go to someplace warm for us Northerners,
right,
to get out of the snow and cold. And then we'll do something in June. It'll be looking this year, maybe at Ottawa, Canada, which is kind of a European type city, or maybe over in Spain or Portugal.
Right.
Sometime. And we were talking, by the way, to a rabbi, and he said that the tourist business is starting to pick up again in Israel.
Oh, interesting.
That it's starting to become, you know, a feeling of stability again and freedom. Although there's new discussion, which, you know, we talk about in End Times Fridays, but Lebanon and the United States, Lebanon, remember, is north of Israel.
Right.
And that's the home of Hezbollah, which is a terrorist mm-hmm. group that wants to eliminate Israel.
Right.
And so they were on the border in spite of what they call a demilitarized zone that was set up by the UN.
I was going to say, there was a big buffer zone there, right?
Yeah, but the UN never honored it, never enforced it, so they encroached on it. They actually discovered missiles and ammunition at the sites where the UN people were. So the whole thing was kind of messy. But anyway, Israel, you know, remember they went after Gaza. They went after Lebanon and Hezbollah and pushed it back away from the border for another mm-hmm. zone. But Hezbollah continues to attack Israel. So there's a discussion that Lebanon is going to say to the United States, you know what? We can't do this, but if you want to, come in and get rid of them in our country.
Interesting. Okay.
And so that'll be an interesting thing. But we'll probably put together another tour to Israel sometime to have people go to the Holy Land and experience
it. We tried to go in 2020.
Yep. Yeah.
Right? And we all know COVID. What happened with 2020.
COVID didn't quite work.
When we
socially distanced in 2020 in Israel, it's like you can't even come to the country.
Right, right. It would be fantastic to do that trip with Rabbi Ephraim, though, right?
Oh, it would be. It would be great to have him and be able to, you know, witness to him as well. So it's kind of fun. And it's just been a joy to get to know them both a little bit better mm-hmm. in their hearts. And that's surprising me, Rabbi, because we talked, you would have loved this discussion. We had a great discussion about the spiritual temperature of Israel.
Oh, interesting.
They talked about, they said, interesting enough, the Jews who live in Israel are all spiritual in a sense of knowing that there's a higher God
right.
that is, you know, is kind of there and leading them. He said, like, for example, he said, me and my family went out to a restaurant in mm-hmm. Jerusalem and said there are probably 150 people in the restaurant. And somebody started singing a song about God, and all 150 people stood up and sang together.
Oh, wow. Well, that's beautiful.
And he said it was just a very natural thing. He said, there's something interesting you need to understand. He said, in America, your music, if it's called, and he said, if you are listening to Christian music, you listen to a Christian radio station.
Right.
It's not the normal station, and it's not normal music. He said in Israel, all music is worship.
Really?
Yeah. He said,
wow.
Even pop stuff there is about God.
Oh, that's interesting, right?
And he said, and we talked about prayer, and do you pray for God to do it? And he said, well, people don't necessarily, get to that level that like you guys do.
Mm-hmm.
It's there of recognizing, and there's a common spirituality, even though yet it's not, a deep thing like you believers have of Christ, So it was really interesting to discuss.
That's fascinating. Yeah.
Well, we're talking here about reconciliation and forgiveness, and we've talked about talking through with somebody solution. I shared fact and feeling. They responded, and we're talking solution. Now, as we look at that, we have to look at different outcomes of that. Mm-hmm. And this is where it gets tricky. Now, ideally, if we said, okay, they're willing to go there and we're willing to go there, what would we like to see happen, ideally?
Well, we'd like to see our desires met, right?
Which would be what? Is that I'd like them to see that they hurt me or are hurting me. I'd like them to say they're sorry. I'd like them to come up with a solution that's good for me and good for them. And I'm willing to work through that and that we wind up reconciled.
Right.
And that is the solution is there. It's a good one. And we've moved through this difficulty and we've reestablished a positive relationship going forward.
Mm-hmm.
That would be the ideal. Now, does that mean it's going to happen all the time?
No.
Most of the time, because you're dealing with self-centered people, you don't get there. So that even in a couple, and you could be both believers, but you haven't learned this, you could actually wind up where you actually make it worse and you never even solve anything. Mm. You just keep getting deeper and deeper and deeper in your anger because you don't process it to a good solution.
Right.
You either cave to something or force or I'm going to do it anyway, or it doesn't matter, or I spin it and I blame you for it, even though I'm the one that offended you.
Right.
So it goes all kinds of different directions. And so... The key is don't set up the standard of, well, the answer has to be full reconciliation. Because if it does, what am I going to do? I'm going to keep working. I'm going to keep being angry. I'm going to be frustrated. I'm going to have burden. I never get it resolved. And God says, no, I'll resolve it for you. It doesn't matter what their response is. Ideally, it's good, but it may not be.
Right. But what does matter is your forgiveness.
Yeah. So let's go back to Philippians 2:1-6, just to remind us of our position. Now we're talking about solution. So go ahead and go to Philippians 2:1-6.
Therefore, if there is any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affection and mercy, fulfill my joy by being like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself. Let each of you look out not only for his own interest, but also for the interest of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God.
Yeah. So he said, now you're working towards solution. You want to go to harmony, which is harmony with God, and you feel good about the answer. I said, consider others better than yourself. And what he means by that is don't you hold out a you have to or you must to satisfy me.
Mm-hmm.
It said, I'm willing to look at your interests as well while I look at my own. Do I feel good about this solution? And ultimately, when Linda and I were talking about the time or the kids were talking about, how I handled with discipleship, at the end of it, it was, and we do this. Do you feel good about what we came up with?
Mm-hmm.
And it's a spiritual thing because the Spirit will either confirm it. Yeah, that feels good.
Right.
Feels good. I mean, it literally feels good. Or, I don't think we're there yet. I don't feel good about it. Okay. Well, then we got to keep going. Where's the problem? Where's the thing that you don't feel good about?
Mm-hmm.
And you got to keep going with it. So do you feel good about it? Okay. Now let's assume, like in this situation I did with Linda or me and the kids and Linda, do you feel good about it? We all said yes.
Mm-hmm.
We feel good about it. Okay. Now two things have to happen. Number one, and read Philippians 3:11-15. And this is the first thing that has to happen.
It says, if by any means I may attain to the resurrection from the dead, we'll probably go into the next part. Not that I have already attained or am already perfected, but I press on that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me.
Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead. I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Therefore, let us, as many as are mature, have this mind. And if in anything you think otherwise, God will reveal even this to you.
Yeah. Okay. So he says what? Forget the things that lay behind and press on to mm-hmm. the high calling of Christ Jesus. So that if we have solved it and we feel mm-hmm. good about solving it, then we have to let it go and not carry any more residual frustration, anger, root of bitterness, condition. Mm-hmm. I doubt it. You literally, when you said, I feel good about this, both of you have to say, okay, let's move forward and mm-hmm. move on as if it didn't happen. In other words, right. we had this hiccup. You did offend me. I did have anger. I did have frustration. I did have hurt. But we've come to a place where that is now solved. I have to let that emotion go. I have to mm-hmm. not carry that forward and remind, if Linda, you know, every week said, hey, remember, you know, you're never going to be late again. And you said, and you said, and you said, and you better, you better, you better. Well, she didn't let that go.
Right.
That still bothers her. See, like, wait a minute. I thought we resolved this.
Mm-hmm.
So for my own benefit is if I have agreement to a solution, I have to then release it completely mm-hmm. and say, great, we're back to our good, positive relationship. Let's go forward with this new understanding in freedom and without judgment, without constraint. Let's go forward. Now, the other piece of it is now on, in this case, would be on my back. So go to, and this is a verse I didn't give you, but go here, go to Proverbs 10. Verse 9, I think it is. 10:9. Proverbs 10:9
says, he who walks with integrity walks securely, but he who perverts his ways will become known.
Yeah, it'll be found out. And so now you let it go, but then you do look at integrity.
Mm-hmm.
Because remember, the problem was because somebody crossed your line of justice. And this could be particularly critical when they tend to do it more than once.
Right.
That they said mm-hmm. they're going to do things differently. Well, you now have to hold them accountable to that integrity. Or do you mm-hmm. have integrity about what you just agreed to? I'm not going to bring it up. And I'm not going to have any more burden with it. But I am going to observe your integrity.
Mm-hmm.
So that if I said, yeah, okay, Linda, I'm going to pick you up on time. And if not, I'll text you.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's what I agreed to. If I was pretty good at that, and then I text her when I couldn't, because she would feel good that I maintained my integrity.
Right.
Okay. What if I said I was going to do it, but I kept showing up late mm-hmm. and I didn't text her?
Right.
Okay. Where's the problem?
Yeah. The problem is in how you're handling it. You're not actually staying with the solution you agreed upon.
I don't have any integrity. And so in addition to the problem that's originally there, which is you're offending me, you're disrespecting me. Now we got another problem.
Mm-hmm.
And that is you don't honor what you say.
Mm.
And we got to deal with that. So before we even get to coming back to what the original thing was, is that we got to talk about, Rich, how can you say yes to that and not carry through
and
on
not
that.
Follow through. Right.
And you know, the integrity will find you out, you know, and I got to challenge that
mm-hmm.
because what that means, and it always means this, there's a heart issue. You got a heart issue.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You're kidding yourself
mm-hmm.
where you just don't even care. And you're so self-centered that you have no integrity
mm-hmm.
or you've still got other pressures that are forcing you not to maintain what you agreed to.
Right.
So
but something's off.
Something's off. And we got to go deal with that, you know, and you mm-hmm. keep, maybe you have to go to a different level of, mm-hmm. yeah, there's a deeper problem here of, I think it doesn't matter that I don't have integrity. And see, God, what does God say about that? It matters.
Right.
If you're going to live life, you have to have integrity to do what you say. Jesus mm-hmm. said it really clear. Your yes be yes and your no be no. And you got to honor what you say. So you have to have integrity with that. So if you say and you agree to the solution and you let it go, but then the person doesn't have integrity with it, you got to come back and revisit it.
Mm-hmm.
and keep going and keep going and keep going. Ultimately, to challenge it because you're trying to help that person actually get freedom. Because if I don't have any integrity, there's a problem in my heart. There's a problem right. in my view of life. And God said, you're trapped by this. And you think it's fine, but it's not. So I'm gonna challenge you on that. And it's a healthy thing to do. So he's going to use Linda to challenge me on that because it's important for me.
Right.
And keep going with it.
Yeah. And that's part of why it's so important too, again, not to brush things under the rug, because there's more at play than just how it's affecting me. It is also things that God is wanting to work in your heart and growth for, you know, for both sides of the equation. He is doing some growing and transforming, and we need to cooperate with that work, not dismiss it.
That's right. That's right. We know what to do with that. So the other scenario is we don't come to a solution.
Mm-hmm.
And that is that the other party, they did talk to you about it, because we're going to talk about them that don't even talk to you about it. Mm-hmm. But they did talk to you about it. They didn't listen very well.
Mm-hmm.
They defended in what's called defense mechanisms, rationalization, you know, demand, all these different techniques that we use to divert from my responsibility. I spun it and came up with this great explanation as to why it was your fault or somebody else's fault. And again, and because people who are really good at spinning are really good at it.
Right, right.
And you can listen to it. And it's almost like, it sounds like it is my wait a minute. It's not, you know, and, but they're not going toward solution at all. It's like,
right.
I don't care. I'm going to defend it. They get angry. They get frustrated. You, they use attacking words, and we don't get anywhere with a satisfactory solution. And you don't even get to the part where you can say, does that feel good to you? We haven't even gotten there at all to feel good about anything. No, the answer is no, I don't feel good about any of this. What do I do now? Because they ain't going there.
Right.
And they're so clever at what they're doing. And I can see, by the way, it doesn't bother them one iota at the moment. The bother is with me, and the heaviness is with me, and the impact is with me, and the consequences are with me. And I tried. I can't get there.
Mm-hmm.
What do I do now? Okay, now God says, come again, go to James 1:5-8. What do you do?
Says, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. But let him ask in faith with no doubting, for he who doubts is like a wave of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. For let not that man suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord. He is double-minded man, unstable in all his ways.
Yeah. So this is, again, where you lack wisdom, because actually, at this point, it's not resolved for me. They aren't going to resolve it. They don't have a heart to resolve it. They're continuing either going to hurt me or just dismiss the hurt. And I don't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where people, what I say, just stop. Well, okay, I guess I just got to live with it. And there's nothing for me to do. And God says, no, I have a path to resolve this for you. I'm going to get this off your heart. I'm going to not make this be a burden to you. I'm going to share with you how you cannot let them keep hurting you, and what to do with this, and how to go forward with this. I will resolve this for you. Now, guess what? You need my wisdom, God speaking.
Mm-hmm.
You can't figure this out on your own, but I can show you the answer. So come back to me. And now you've gone as far as you could, not going to reconcile. And you say, okay, now what? And God said, okay, now walk with me. And I'm going to guide you into a solution, resolution for you, since the other party is not going to be part of that.
Mm, right.
Because both, it takes both parties to reconcile.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they ain't going to do it.
Right.
And by the way, don't pray to me, change their mind.
Mm.
Now, through time, I'm going to invite them to get freedom themselves. I don't worry, I will. But right now, you got to have a solution for you, and I care about you, and I can deliver it for you. Seek the wisdom. What do I do now? Now what? Okay, we're going to talk about this next week. Because this is kind of the where it really gets tricky is, okay, I can see kind of up to this point, maybe it can work. Mm-hmm. But I know a lot of situations like this, they don't work at all.
Right, right.
And I don't know what to do. Mm-hmm. And God says, yeah, let me, I have some truth for you, some insight, and keep asking me and I'll show you. So tune in next week and we're going to go to this really tricky spot.
Well, Father, that'll be fantastic.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for, you tell us that if we get a solution that's good, let it go and don't carry it forward and make sure that we don't bring that back up. At the same time, we're supposed to watch and observe integrity. And if there's no integrity, then we have to call that out and process that further. And then we know there'll be situations where people just will not get to any solution that's good for us at all, and they don't really care. And so we have to understand, what do we do with that? And you say, well, seek wisdom and I'll show you. And so we just look forward to what you're going to reveal to us as to a process so that we can get resolution and not carry the burdens of these conflict resolution, conflict situations. We thank you and praise you now in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you so much for sharing, Rich, and thank you for joining us, everyone. If you have questions from today's broadcast, send them in to us at questions@abideministries.com. And we look forward to seeing you next time.
Yep. We'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of Come and See, your podcast for truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. Send us your questions and comments and tune in tomorrow for more answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. Remember, God's will is best and none better. His truth brings peace in this world of chaos.